Welcome back to postgame coverage on 94.3 KNIA. Indianola takes down Des Moines Roosevelt in the sub-state semifinal 4-3, joined by third baseman Cale Kolarik. Well, Cale, get up to a 4-0 lead. Got a little bit of drama late in that contest, but what are you feeling right now as you head know you're heading to Johnston on Wednesday?
We're electric right now. I love what we got going on in the dugout right now, and we just play with a lot of energy right now, and I'm loving it. And Johnston, they're going to have to be ready to play versus us. So.
Absolutely. Well, talk about how you felt after Friday's win. It wasn't easy by any means. No. You know there's a great pitcher coming in, still pushed across four runs, and you knew that it was only going to get tougher here tonight.
Oh, yeah, great pitcher. Yeah, we battled, though, and our long at-bats help us out, walks, everything we can do to get on base. We execute, and that's what we do. So that's how we're going to play ball, and that's what we do. So.
Well, what was working tonight? Both you and Brady sent one over the left field fence. I know you guys may be waiting on some pitches. I know that was kind of the theme of the night. It kind of felt like you were just kind of waiting for your pitch.
Yeah, you know, get in the box and see a couple balls, see a couple strikes, feel comfortable in there. We both just sat on our pitch, and we did what we had to do, and it put us up early, and it was a good feeling.
What was the dugout like at that point, getting up 4-0? I know Casey had been pitching really well. Not often does a pitcher get pulled, you know, four innings in, giving up only two hits. But, you know, coach makes the call, and Mark Pepper comes down in relief.
Steck, he did a nice job. He always does a great job. Pep always does a great job, too. He came in, cleaned up. You know, that's what we do, and we rely on our guys because those are our guys, so.
You matched up with Johnston earlier this season. It was kind of a weird game. I think it was like an 11 o'clock game. It didn't go well for the Indians. What needs to be different this time for if you can make the state tournament?
Oh, we're a whole new team coming at them. This postseason, we're a different team, and we're going to bring the energy, and we're going to put our best guys out there, and we're going to execute.
What are you planning on working on? There's a day in between. I know no one's going to get any better in between here and Wednesday, but what are you going to at least try and plan? Practice day Tuesday and then throughout the day on Wednesday.
Stay clean in the field, nice at bats. We gotta have long at bats, and honestly, we do what we do, and we're gonna put up a good fight here.
What do you think the team's mindset is going to be on Wednesday as well?
We're gonna bring the energy. That's what we're gonna do.
Thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.